The purpose of the Urban Renewal Program was to help cities revitalize their central business districts. In many cities, little new investment had occurred during the Depression or World War II. Competition with newer suburban areas was hampering reinvestment efforts. Big city mayors, downtown businesses, and labor unions all pushed Congress to help inject funds into urban areas. Here's how the program worked. First, cities created urban renewal authorities with power to use eminent domain to acquire properties deemed blighted, which was defined by such indicators as diminished property values. The city would demolish structures and then either reuse for a public purpose or turn the land over to a private developer, usually at nominal cost, for redevelopment. Cities were then reimbursed by the federal government for most of these costs. The problems associated with urban renewal are many. For starters, the blighted areas that were cleared were often home to thousands of families who had few other housing options. In the 1950s alone, urban renewal in New York City destroyed 126,000 units of housing, and only 28,000 public housing units were built to replace them. Those displaced by urban renewal were almost all poor and mostly Black. Critics renamed the program Negro Removal. Second, city officials were often bad at reading the market. Too often, they bought and cleared land only to find that no developer was interested in it. Many cities have large vacant tracts that lie fallow for decades thanks to poorly conceived urban renewal plans. For example, the city of Tampa cleared many blocks in historic Ybor City in the 1960s in anticipation of private development that never came. Eventually, the Ybor campus of Hillsborough Community College was built there. The very impressive Barclays Center in downtown Brooklyn is part of a complex that was built around 2010, but the land on which it sits was cleared for redevelopment 40 years earlier. The disconnect between urban renewal planning and redevelopment was in part what motivated the Norton Long article we read earlier. While the legacy of urban renewal hasn't been entirely negative, some highly successful projects, such as New York's Lincoln Center, were built with urban renewal funds, its largest legacy has probably been a lesson on how not to revitalize cities. Since then, large-scale displacement and demolition have become both legally and politically less feasible. And the idea that urban cores are best redeveloped through massive projects built on mega blocks has also fallen out of favor.